AM and 96.9 FM. Live and local. This is Newsmaker 2.
And our Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by CB Financial. Craig Barnwell feels the income is the outcome that matters. Call Craig at 620-208-6777 for a free consultation. CB Financial.
Hi, Craig Barnwell with CB Financial. I've been in retirement and wealth planning for over 25 years. I can help you get the most sustainable income out of your Social Security, your 401ks, your IRAs, and your brokerage account. When you know what's coming in this month, next month, and every month, you'll be able to enjoy retirement to the fullest. Give me a call to set up a free, no-obligation visit. Retire happy, retire with CB Financial. You can reach us at 620-208-6777.
KVOE Live and Local, good morning on a Tuesday. It is 8:28, and we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime 8:20 Newsmaker 2 segment by Mark Schondelmeyer with Healthier Lyon County on the KVOE Sutherland studio line. Mark, good morning.
Hello.
Hello, Mark. How you doing?
Hey, I'm fine.
Nice to have you with us. It's Appreciate you giving us an update this morning. We're going to be talking about the bike program through Healthier Lyon County. And Mark, well, we see the bikes around town, and if past history is any watermark, I assume things are going pretty well as far as usage goes.
Yeah, I think they're being used quite a bit. We had a little problem a few weeks ago. It started. I think people are getting confused sometimes between the electric scooters and the bicycles and the difference between the two programs. So it'd probably be good for me to clarify that.
Well, let's clarify. Let's clarify that then.
Okay. Let me also maybe clarify that I'm not with Healthier Lyon County. The grant that was used to help fund the bike share program was through Healthier Lyon County. I think Daphne Mertens was involved with that.
Sure, yeah.
But, you know, a lot of these things are all kind of a conglomeration of different things. I'm with the Multi-Use Path Planning Board, or MUP, and so they were kind of involved with some of that, too. But the main difference with the scooters is that in order to check out the bike, you use a credit card for the bike share program. You use the credit card for identification purposes, so that, you know, we know who's renting the bike and then returning it. There isn't any cost to that at all. So, you know, the bikes are free. With the scooters, there's a charge to it on your credit card. And then the scooters, they allow you to just, when you're done riding, you just leave it wherever you're at. But the bike share program, we've always have wanted people to lock the bike back up at one of the docking stations. And so that's where we started having problems a few weeks ago, because people were leaving the scooters around because that's part of their program. But then we started seeing the bicycles were being left around and not returned to the docking station. So at this point, the bike share program is really kind of overseen by the city, and the police department is involved with that. So if people, you know, notice a bicycle, you know, laying in their alley, or, you know, that hasn't moved for a while and it's not locked up, they can call the police department at their normal number, that 343-4200, and an officer will come out and get the bike and return it to a docking station, and have that property secured that way.
And Mark Schondelmeyer with the local MUP board here, talking about the bike share program here in Emporia. Well, Mark, you mentioned to check out a bike, it's free of charge, but for identification purposes, do they not know then who left the bike where?
Yeah. The police department they've got access to like a master computer program that, you know, they can get that information and contact that person and remind them that, hey, you know, we need to return them to the, you know, to the locking station. But that's the purpose of that. But But basically, as a practical matter, you know, we don't charge people for you know, using the bikes.
So again, to check out,
go ahead.
To check out a bike again, what's the procedure if you want to check out a bike?
Okay, well, there's an app that you can use on your phone. It's called Movatic. It's M-O-V-A-T-I-C. You can either get that off Google Play or the App Store if you're Apple. And probably the easiest way, just go to one of the bike stations, and that information of how to sign up and, you know, is written on each of the bike, you know, locking stations. And there's six locations throughout the city. About 22 bikes, I think, is spread out among those six locations. There's one down by Logan Avenue School. There's one at the rec center. There's one by Doobie's over on East 12th. And there's one on the west side of the high school. And there's one at Crosswinds over on Lincoln Street. And then there's one across from the sheriff's office at 5th and Mechanic. So, and the bikes don't have to be returned to the same station that they left from. You know, like if you were at the high school and you want to go downtown, you could, you know, check out the bike from the high school and then go lock it up at the location there at 5th and Mechanic.
So once you download that app, and that will unlock the bike then? When you want to proceed,
uh-huh.
Same thing for putting the bike back. I mean, you just put it in, and it automatically locks back up.
Yep, that's correct. And it'll you can set your, now there's kind of a sensor on top of the locking mechanism of the bike, and you set your or hold your phone by that, and it'll just like beep and click, and you have the lock, you know, come off. It's pretty. Yeah, you know, crazy how it works. And then at the end of your ride, it'll basically give you a little check-off survey type thing, you know, whether you had any problems or if there's any, if you see that you're having a low tire or something like that, you can fill that in. And then that way that information would go to the police department. And they've got certified bicycle mechanics that, you know, they can go get those repaired and taken care of for the next rider.
So when you're done, make sure you take it back to the locking docking station. Yeah, I guess if there's room, right, in that rack?
Yeah, okay. Right, yeah.
So
we try not to have, you know, the racks full, and, you know, they kind of move them around and, you know, spread them out more.
Well, it appears it's been a pretty successful program, Mark, wouldn't you think?
Yeah, I think so. I think it's been pretty successful, and I think, you know, getting people out pedaling and then enjoying the, you know, the outside is a good thing to do. You know, it's good for physical and mental health, you know, so.
Yeah, I mean, because I was wondering.
I highly recommend it.
I would, too. I would, too, and I'm glad you brought this up this morning because, you know, we have seen the scooters all around town, and I'm thinking there must not be a specific place that they have to take these back to, because I see them in different locations all the time, just kind of sitting on a corner somewhere. So, but not the case with the bikes. They have to be back in their racks and in their docking station, unlike the scooters, which are just kind of left anywhere. So thanks for clearing that confusion up for us here this morning.
Okay. I guess one other thing I'd like to point out, too, is that the MUP board, you know, that was involved with this, if somebody is interested in this kind of, you know, activity of planning out pathways and that sort of thing, there is an opening through the city. So if they would contact the city as far as being, you know, appointed to a board, there's an opening on the MUP board if somebody would want to do that.
All right. So once again, Mark, what is the MUP board's mission? What do you do?
Well, we help kind of plan, design, to figure out where pathways can be in the city for, like, access to healthy food or, you know, activities. It's kind of a coordination with other agencies. As an example, I guess, One thing that we've recently been discussing is along 24th on the north side of Jones Park. There's not a sidewalk between Lincoln and Prairie. And so it's, you know, difficult for people from like Prairie Street or living in that area to get down even to the park without walking on the road.
Yeah.
But that all has to be coordinated with, you know, highway projects and street, you know, department projects and all that kind of stuff. So that's basically what we're kind of in the middle, not actually doing the stuff, but kind of putting different people together to figure out how it should be done.
And again, interest in that board can be accessed through the City of Emporia. Well, Mark, thanks for your time this morning. We appreciate it.
Okay.
Good to talk to you.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah.
All right.
Bye. Yeah, Mark Schondelmeyer with the local MUP board talking about the bike program, you know, through Healthier Lyon County here in Emporia. So, again, the bikes need to be back in the racks. There are docking stations there. Unlike the scooters you see around town where they can just be left anywhere. So, bit of a confusing mix-up here the past couple of weeks. Once the scooters came into play here, a couple of months ago, in the City of Emporia. That is our Newsmaker 2, brought to you this morning by CB Financial. Retire happy. Retire with CB Financial. See Craig Barnwell at 517 East 6th. Call 208-6777 for a free consultation. Craig Barnwell feels the income is the outcome that matters. CB Financial. KVOE Live and Local, good morning. It is 8:39.
This happened yesterday.
I need to stop